The toxin. We often don't own up to how much toxicity we're fighting. Toxic waste, toxic people, toxins in our bodies. Quite possibly, we don't know enough to own up. Because what's lethal isn't always easily discernible. We find ourselves in a tricky spot, with a messy mind, and it isn't quite so hard to go cuckoo. Now, there's a healthy cuckoo and an unhealthy cuckoo. But some of us just eat our cuckoo, all of it. That's George, and he's struggling with more than just a gorging syndrome. In fact, there's far too many people battling far too many toxins than we ever thought possible or knew existed. Things often spiral out of control, and we've got to get a grip. Bring ourselves back, better, stronger, detoxified. Our trysts with our bodies and minds are ever-changing tales of victory and defeat, and each one of us is negotiating our own war. When health isn't your wealth, it's what's squeezing the latter out of your coffers. And you've got to be able to spin that around. So, while George is anything but your health goal, he's going to help us find ours. Really follow it. And in doing so, he's also going to help himself. The process of restoring our individual equilibriums therefore becomes a story in itself. Of course, given the amount of issues he's grappling with, George goes in search of new planes and proportions altogether. Toxins are imbalances, discrepancies that can't always be explained. Aside from what we go through inside ourselves, discovering the inexplicable and explicable conditions other beings are in is both humbling and enlightening. Inspiring even, to learn how people cope with conditions that can't necessarily be resolved. Conditions that can only ever be approached differently. It helps to have a larger awareness of the toxin, because you have to know your poison to water it down. To, with any luck, make it dissolve. To shout it away. To stop letting it gorge on you. Because God knows George has had enough already.